Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Monday edition around the team. How are we feeling?
Good.
You and I just did a stretch at the same time. We're a bit in sync, like that.
We punched our hands out on the side.
You don't want to stretch, Matty?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
You're feeling well?
I like being the black sheep.
You're feeling well stretched already?
No, do you know what? I do love my stretches in the morning. I didn't do one this morning, though, so I am feeling a little bit lethargic.
That's right, because you do the traditional stretch in bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing.
Every morning
routine.
I usually... Well, it's just good. It makes you feel good. Mm. It does. Anyway, that's enough about stretching.
Yeah, sure is. Funny story we heard in the news earlier today about the naked man.
Oh, yeah.
He got caught on the beach with all the drugs, wasn't it?
Tell the story for those who don't know.
Well, yeah, you go, Creever.
Well, he was caught on the beach with no clothes on, and then when they said they searched him, they found, what drugs was it?
LSD, MDMA, and Viagra. Now.
What a combo.
Drugs are bad, for sure.
The question that I did raise was, if he was naked, where was he storing them?
Well, that's a great question.
I mean, what did you say?
Well, I said he might have them in his prison wallet.
Perhaps. Now, just an interesting story, isn't it? What was he doing?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was having some fun.
Wasn't it World Nudity Day yesterday, Jay?
Yesterday was National Naked Day. But Hamish did say, though, read the fine print, the drugs were found in his clothes that he'd taken off. So they weren't in any cavities.
Well, no, they just said amongst his possessions.
Yeah.
Well, you've just really killed that story, haven't you, Jay?
Hey.
Here we are wanting to have an interesting chat about
prison
wallets.
We wanted to do prison wallet gags. And
what have you found in your prison wallet?
Certainly not those things.
13:10:09 in the news break tomorrow.
I don't think so.
How are your runners going, Crevo? Good?
Yeah, pretty good. They're about to finish tiling the bathroom today.
Yeah,
which is pretty exciting.
And then how long do you have to wait? It's like 24 hours or something, isn't it? You can use the shower because the grass got to dry.
I can't use a shower for ages because the shower screen has to come. And they can't put that in until they measure it. So they've come to measure it Friday. I had to go pay the money so that they'll start making it today.
Frosted?
So exciting.
No, clear.
Yeah.
Clear frameless.
Nice.
Oh, fancy.
Which will be good.
Fancy.
My next big challenge is you guys helped me move the bath last time to get it into the house.
Cast iron bath. It is the
heaviest thing known to man.
Who would have thought? Honestly.
A bathtub. It looks like nothing, right?
I can't believe it was four of us.
Four of us and we
managed
struggled
to do it. And yeah. Fire her out, it was hard.
And I mean, you did pay us in very delicious baked goods, which I'm always
That was very kind.
For.
I was just doing you a favour. You didn't have to, but it was nice.
It was my pleasure. That was definitely worth the payment. So now I have to get it from that room, like a bedroom, into the bathroom. I'm hoping the builder's going to help me tonight.
Oh, good. Well, if you need a hand, I'm around.
You're up for a baked goods payment again,
absolutely.
Maddie?
Absolutely.
There's that dolly. Once you get it on that
dolly
you'll
be
fine.
Yeah. I think it'll be easier this time because we're not having to... Before, it had to go from the car, across the lawn, up the step. This time, it's just a straight run, which should be easier.
Oh, good. Well, if you need a hand...
Yeah, I'll let you know.
What about you, Jade? Are you lending a hand today?
If you really, really need desperately the help...
Then you would have to call.
In other words, look, don't call me unless you're doing it by yourself.
Well, there'll be four of you. Get Emmy to work.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Anyway, fingers crossed. Hopefully the builder comes through.
No, good stuff. Well,
so
tradies, you know, some tradies.
Well, I know.
Yeah, because last time they're like, insurance can't do it.
Yeah, no one wanted to do it.
Well, imagine doing your back on that.
Wow,
terrible.
Yeah.
Like, how heavy is a cast iron bath?
That's a good question.
Well,
100 kilos?
It was freaking heavy. Like, 120
maybe?
100 to 170 kilos.
There you go.
Yeah. I reckon 120 your bath was.
It was next level.
Yeah.
You know, good stuff. Hey, Karens. Apparently, no parent is calling their little girl Karen anymore.
Well, I wonder why. Well, only known as the most annoying name in the world right now.
Chatting about that on the show today. Plus, Joel Creasy from
Kate,
Tim and Joel.
The
new
show.
So sad seeing the show end, Kate, Tim and Marty.
Marty's cool.
I really felt like the end of an era on Friday.
Oh, it's like the flame blew out in the candle.
Yeah, it
but
was.
We all have that Sands. One radio show that we really just love.
Connect to.
Like, mine's Kyle and Jack. I've listened my whole life. Yeah. But I do love Kate, Tim and Marty as well. Iconic show.
Yeah. Like, I don't, you know how you've listened your whole life. I'm probably only last couple of years that I've gotten into it. I can't claim to be a 10-year fan, you know, like a lot of people were. But still, actually the last probably 6 months, I've probably almost listened to every single show. Wow. Like, that's how much I got into it.
That's dedicated.
Yeah. I know.
It's so sad. Very sad at the end.
But Joel's on. Good.
Joel's on.
He's good.
Yeah. We love Joel. Very good. All right. Well, enjoy the podcast, guys. We'll
have
catch you tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday. How are we?
Good morning.
Brilliant.
Good weekend, relaxed.
Oh, really good.
Ready to go?
Yep, ready to rumble.
Ready for crack in for the week.
Big day on UFM today. Brand new show. Kate, Tim and Joel kicking off from 5 o'clock. We're chatting to Joel Creasy after 8. I want to take bets on who says Kate, Tim and Marty first today.
Well,
who forgets about it?
Hamish, you're very close there.
I have it written right in front of me. And
Kate,
I still
Tim,
got it
wrong. Joel.
It's so hard, isn't it? And you think, Kate, Tim and Joel.
Yeah, muscle memory kicking in there.
Oh,
a bit,
exactly.
I'm afraid.
It's hard.
You have to get used to Joel.
It'll be exciting. Anyway. It was so sad, Marty's last show on Friday.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
I listened in.
Kate Ritchie was so rude to him.
Like, it was very
awkward.
Such a quick goodbye. You know, like,
maybe he just didn't want any fuss. He's not, sort of a no-frills sort of man.
He got a lot of fuss from Tim.
And you know, 2 hours of recorded messages from celebrities saying goodbye.
Jesus.
It's interesting. They clearly hated each other.
I think so.
I think they did.
Marty and Kate didn't get on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited for the new show.
So am I.
Catching up with Joel, like I said, after 8 o'clock today. And we're talking Karens next, Jade.
That we are. So, poor Karens have had a bit of a tough trot, and it's only getting worse for them. So, I'll tell you why in a sec.
Hamish told me a really good story this morning. We're going to hear about it next.
Awesome.
Karen related.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
As we're talking Karens right now.
So poor Karens, guys, they've really been given the old slap to the face, basically, because they're known to be, you know, annoying, you know, the complainers of our society. But turns out now that no one's naming their kids Karens anymore. In fact, the last time it was has been this unpopular, the name was in the 1930s, when it was ranked 689th. On the, you know, the list of baby names. It's peaking now at 660.
Jeez. So probably, I'm guessing, because it's quite a common name for now for, like, your boomer sort of age people. Mm. So it must have been probably, like, 1970?
60, late 60s,
early
70s.
Yeah, it says here Karen was in the top five from 1957 to 1966, hitting its peak spot in 1965 at number 3.
And my God.
That makes sense.
And
yeah.
This
so much sense.
This is sad. Last year, 438 babies were actually called Karen. That's still a lot. 438 Karens.
Yeah, but when you think about the whole context of it, like how many people are getting named of a year, that's pretty low, I think, you know, in terms of, especially compared to how popular it used to be. Top three.
I say shame. Karen.
You don't like it either.
No.
All right. Interesting, Hamish, you were telling me about a very interesting story. Mm. Apparently, a Karen-related street.
Yes. So I won't go into details about suburbs for obvious reasons. But it's next to my partner Sally's, her parents' place.
Right.
Karen is the name of the street, and it keeps going missing. Road sign, obviously someone comes along with the screwdriver.
We shouldn't laugh.
No, we shouldn't. It's wrong, and it's...
But we are.
But it's funny. That's hilarious.
Where I grew up, there was just like... It was on my bus route to school.
Yeah.
There was a Kilkenny parade. Oh. And it was at the peak of South Park. they said that sign got stolen 50 times in 1 year. So they kept replacing it every, like, 5-6 weeks. It was going missing.
You Kilkenny. I loved South Park.
I know, right, you know, at that prime time.
I'd love to hear from a council worker. Tell us how much it costs to replace a street sign.
I think it's really expensive.
Is it? Because for a little strip of metal?
No, because they have to be, like, very durable.
Mm.
I think they're, like, probably a good $50 to $100, just the metal.
Oh, that's cheap.
No, but then you've got to send someone out. Like, if you've got sort of 30, 40 times in a year, that's maybe 10 grand.
I'd like that, Joel. Cruisy. Oh, slowly driving around to... sign to sign, screwing it on. Could take your time, no one would know.
Can't you just see this Karen Street sign right across Newcastle in like share houses?
Absolutely.
Mid-20s in the lounge room.
Yeah.
Pride and place on the mantelpiece.
Exactly.
Karen Street.
Or my dad pays heaps of tax anyway.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah, it's always my line.
Hey, bruhs, look what I got.
The sign basically belongs to me anyway.
How did you get it? Oh, man, no worries.
Don't worry about it.
It's a lot of effort. You'd pull a muscle.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
No, you would. Pulling one off, you say how durable they are.
Surely these are ratchet set.
Your back.
The type of people that take these signs...
They're off their heads.
They generally like, travel in packs. So there's a couple of boys. They get up on each other's shoulders.
Quick. Get the ratchet set.
Yeah, 100%. Very good. Thank you, Jade.
Thank you. Up next, we are doing Lads vs. Lasses. It's our very own Battle of the Sexes style game. 13:10:09, we need one guy, one girl to kick things off. Guys, still in the lead, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Just one ahead.
Lads. Come on. Taking your calls, 13:10:09. On offer today, a $50 Westfield Katara gift voucher for the winning sex.
Get
your first choice for fashion, beauty, and food in the Hunter. If you want to play, one guy, one girl, 13:10:09.
Jade, Maddie, and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads.
Versus Lasses.
Our very own Battle of the Sexes style game, but better. It's Lad versus Lasses. Very easy. We just have some questions for you. You know, usually aimed at the opposite sex, and then if you get them right, or more of them right, you win a prize today. $50 Westfield gift card up for grabs.
I'd like that.
Everyone wants one of those because you can splurge a little.
You can spend it any way you want.
Yeah, the lads leading 10-9. Come on, guys.
No, we can do it.
Representing us today, Jay, the boys.
Daniel, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Good, thanks, man. How was your weekend?
Yeah, real good.
What'd you get up to?
I just hung around home, did some work around home.
All the regular chores. All right, man, let's see if you can win it for the lads this morning. First question, Lorna Jane is a brand of what?
What was the name?
Lorna Jane.
Makeup?
No, it's activewear.
Sorry about that.
All right, moving on to question two. Which is thicker, concealer or foundation?
I've never heard of it.
So makeup, you know, concealer, and then there's foundation.
Two types of makeup.
We'll concealer.
Oh, correct.
Well, you got that one.
If I had to guess, I'd say it sounded like a guess.
Stab in the dark.
Last question.
All right. So what famous reality show is wrapping up next year after 20 seasons?
Would that have something to do with the Kardashians?
Do we give that?
No, that's a question.
Full name of the show.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There you go.
Two out of three, ain't
two
bad.
Two of three. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Hold the line there. Thanks, Daniel. Let's go to Siobhan for the lasses today. Hey, Siobhan, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing good. What's on for your Monday?
Just off to work. Just about to start.
What do you do for a job?
I own a mobile coffee van.
Oh, do you? Oh, give yourself a plug.
Barista Gals Coffee.
Oh, Barista Gals. I like that name. Gals. Very good.
Come on, Siobhan. We've got to get a head on the boys here.
All right. Question number one for you, Siobhan. Is a Dremel a boating navigation machine or a small electric multi-tool for the workshop?
A multi-tool for the workshop.
That will be correct.
Yay!
Very good.
Question number two. Bisley is a brand of what?
What was it, sorry?
Bisley. B-I-S-L-E-Y.
It's workwear, I think.
Oh,
wow.
Oh. All right.
We're in trouble here, Maddie. We're in trouble.
If you get this question, Siobhan, you will walk away with the win and tie our leaderboard. Question number three. Which one of the following NBA players is still an active player? A, Michael Jordan, B, Shaquille O'Neal, or C, LeBron James?
LeBron James.
That would be correct.
Oh, my
Yay!
God.
The
Lasses have done nailed it.
3 out of 3, Siobhan. You are amazing. You get a gold star on the board for the ladies, and now we're tying 10 apiece with the lads.
Hey, Siobhan, when was the last time you got a gold star?
A long time ago.
Hey, Siobhan, when was the last time you got a $50 Westfield gift card?
Oh, I don't think I've ever won one.
Well, there you go.
Oh, congratulations.
First all round today.
It's all yours. Treat yourself. Thank you, Siobhan. Lads versus Lasses back tomorrow. If you'd like to register to play, hit us up on the New FM Facebook page, send us a message, or call Producer Jackson on 13 1009. News time up next. Very good. Oh, 10 apiece, Groover. Oh, not nice. Happy.
Very yes. upsetting. Yeah. We'll let him give him a bit of confidence. Mm. That's the way to
oh,
do it.
Oh, please, as
we'll
if.
Strike back this week. We'll check your every own. Day.
Jade, Maddie and Groover, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Groover.
Jade, Maddie and Groover, the Novos.
Guys, big local story, of course, over the last week has been the big search for surfer Jade Wheatley's prosthetic leg that he lost in the ocean.
Yeah.
How do you lose your leg?
It was paddleboarding.
Well, it was paddleboarding and just a bit of a wave got him, I think, yeah.
And oh, knocked him off and then knocked his leg off.
Then they went, he said he dived straight down, because strong swimmer,
completely
good surfer.
Gone.
Couldn't find it anywhere. They were looking for hours.
Jeez.
So many people got involved as well.
In the search.
Yeah, aww. So many. Even NBN News did a story on it. Still no luck. As of this moment, he still hasn't found the leg. And to be honest, I don't think he will.
Well, just putting the call out, like, to anyone that's like a beach, like walks up and down the beach daily, you know, just keep your eyes open.
Well, one of the lifesavers at Nobby's Beach went on the news and they were like, hey, just looking at the swells and the currents, they were hoping that the leg would wash up at Nobby's, but it hasn't. So,
no luck so far.
But then they're not cheap. They're very expensive.
He does have a new leg.
He's sorted.
New leg, he's cool.
That's good.
He's been looked after. But 13 1009, what we thought we'd do this morning, what did you lose in the surf/ocean? Absolutely anything. We're after the wedding rings. We're after sentimental values.
Yeah.
Also funny things. If you've lost, like, anything, really.
Your
like
top.
Your balls. Your top.
Your bikini top. That happens.
Have you lost
the bikini
top? I've
never completely lost it, but I've had them flash once I've been, dumped by a wave and you're like, ah! And you quickly
pull it back down
real quick.
Question. When you go surfing, Jade, do you wear a rashie or a bikini?
I wear a rashie.
Yeah.
Very good. More sensible.
Safer.
Yeah.
Safer.
Can't not get, having any accidents.
Can't get the rock melons out.
Learned my good. Lesson.
I mean, rock melons are nice during summer, but,
well,
you don't want them popping out
year.
In the ocean.
No.
Taking your calls after this. Prizes on offer. What did you lose in the surf?
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
We are asking you, what did you lose in the surf? Yeah. I've gone for the most basic surfers music of all time here.
That's fun.
Of course,
bit of fun.
Local surfer Jade Wheatley lost his prosthetic leg near the Newcastle Ocean Baths last week. Big local search has been on. No one's found it. The poor guy. He has since purchased a new leg, but,
I guess it's got sentimental value for him.
I guess you get attached if it's your favorite leg. No, well, you would. Like, if it's the one that you like to wear out in the ocean. Like, I know what I'm like with certain items. Like, if it's a part of you, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Interesting relationship I feel a person with a prosthetic limb would have with the limb itself.
Very interesting.
When you think about it. It's almost a part of them.
We go through a lot together.
Yeah. So have you guys lost anything in the ocean?
Yeah, my friend, famously, when we first got the, like, underwater cameras.
Not like the disposable Kodaks.
No. Quality.
Like a GoPro-style camera.
Yeah, but just before that even. So this was super, like, wow, this guy's got an underwater camera. Are you kidding me? We can take photos underwater.
Yeah, blew your mind back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. We were out, like, on a scuba diving holiday in Indonesia, and we went out just snorkeling, and my friend was trying to get this photo of a huge eel that he spotted.
Yeah.
And he's getting down there, getting real close, and I was like, geez, you're getting really close to that massive eel with huge jaws.
Oh my God.
Just like at a distance, thinking that. And then the next thing I see, I've never seen someone swim so fast. The eel's taken off after him, and he ended up losing the camera.
No.
Devastated.
Awful. Do you know what? The one time I buy expensive sunglasses, I got proper Ray-Bans. I lost them in the surf a few years ago. It's hurt me so much that it's taken this long for me to go and buy a proper pair of Ray-Bans again. I've always done the $10 job since.
Yeah.
Oh, Matty.
Let's go to Kay.
Hey, Kay. Hello, Kay.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. So what did you lose in the surf?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my father long before I was born. He was in some pretty heavy surf, got dumped by a wave, and his bottom teeth fell out. His false teeth fell out.
No.
So, big dumper of a wave, and so he was up at the beach with my uncle, and he went home, got his scuba diving gear, and went back, and lo and behold, found the teeth.
That's incredible. I can't believe you found the teeth.
Yes, found the teeth.
That's unreal.
The old way dumped him so hard, his false teeth rattled out of his mouth. That's incredible.
Wow.
Do you know what? False teeth back then would have been so expensive.
Oh, they still are.
But yeah.
They cost a fortune.
They are in today's money. Imagine back then. What year would have that been, Kay?
Probably 65, maybe.
Wow.
65.
Hey, Kay, how long did it take him to find the teeth? So do they remember it was an hour, a couple of hours? Because I thought they'd just get covered over by the sand.
Not sure. I'm not sure of the story. I mean, my father's not with us anymore, so I
can't even
know,
ask.
Do you reckon it was a bit of a tall tale, Kay? It's very quite unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean, he loved telling the story.
Great story.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for your call, Kay. That's exactly what I wanted there.
False teeth. Rattling out of the head.
Love that. Love it or loathe it up next.
Yeah, that's right. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topic. We're doing it in minutes.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics today. Now, just think about this one a little bit. I know it's not really happening for most of us at the moment, but the experience of flying, like taking a flight somewhere, do you love that or loathe it?
All right, let's do it. Three, two, one, go!
Love it.
Yeah, you're a hostie for a long time.
Yeah, hostie, yeah.
Right up your alley. What about you, Maddie?
I love it, and I miss it. Yeah. I really miss it.
For me, it's the takeoff, and, you know, there's something amazing about, you know, the physics behind something like that getting off the ground.
I'm like an excited kid whenever I get a flight, because I didn't take my first flight until I was, like, 18.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
when you're 18 and you haven't taken a flight before, that first time when you speed up on the runway and then slowly start lifting in the air and your whole body gets pushed back, I love it.
There's something special about it. Well, if you are missing it, like you, Matt, Singapore Airlines has started this thing, and they may be, you know, doing it all over the world, where they have no destination flights. So, for example, if you took off from Sydney, you'd fly around for 3 hours, maybe get a little in-flight movie, a meal.
That's cool.
And then you land back in Sydney.
I love it. It's sort of like, you know, 3-day cruise out in the ocean. You come back.
Back to the same destination.
From Newcastle back to Newcastle Port. That's amazing.
Don't miss the boat.
What a great idea. Smart. I wonder how much they're charging.
Well, I haven't said yet, but obviously every airline in the world is trying to do anything to make any money ever right now.
I think that is so cool.
What a great idea.
Someone in a boardroom's gone, what if we just, we can't fly to other places. What if we don't?
Well, guys, of course, talking of planes and travel, the NT borders opening to New South Wales residents in October, providing that case numbers stay the same. So we can go for a holiday to the NT.
That would be cool. I've never been. I'd love to go.
Well, my friend called me on the weekend and we, you know, try and go away once a year at Christmas time together. And we were like, oh, where can we go? Like,
there's nowhere,
you know,
to,
nowhere
go.
To go.
Northern Territory.
We might go to the NT.
That'd be cool.
How fun would that be?
That would be awesome.
Good for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Great for their economy.
Absolutely. Because people would be stinging for something a bit exotic.
And
like, you know, that hot weather up there and stuff, it'll feel like the tropics enough to sell heaps and heaps of hotel rooms.
Pack the wine shirts, Matty.
After living there, I've got to say, if you're thinking about a holiday, I think it's something you should do once in your life. Visit the NT.
Are you on the kickbacks for visit and see you in the NT?
See you in the NT, Crevo. You know what I think about that? No, it's great. It's fantastic. So, yeah, anyway, let's go on a team holiday.
Oh, there's an idea.
You could.
Nah.
Probably won't happen. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Time's up,
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Big thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with a coffee, and the chat's always good as well. If you need a coffee, get these guys around to your workplace. They're awesome.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au, Jade.
But we are about to talk, guys, to Harry and Tash from The Block. They won by half a point last night.
Half a point.
In there like swimwear.
Yep, they ended Jimmy and Tam's winning streak, finally, everyone's saying. So mix things up. So the competition's going to get a little bit more interesting. We're going to have a chat to them after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And what a dramatic night last night was. Harry and Tash taking out the win for the Master Bedroom guys by half a point. It was just a nail-biter, and they join us now to tell us all about their fantastic win. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys.
How are you, guys? Good morning.
Yeah, great. Good morning.
So the wallpaper, I guess, is the big thing everyone's talking about. Were you nervous having a bin chicken painted on the walls?
I love that.
Look, it wasn't a peacock, and that was important to me as an unmarried woman.
So. Absolutely.
I think it looks great. Like, I'm such a huge fan of, you know, wallpaper and, like, different types of walls. When I get the budget to do my house, they're all going to be different. So I think it's incredible, and it was definitely well-deserving the win.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely love that room. We're very proud of it.
Well, whose room was your favourite besides yourselves? Like, next in line, who would you say you're pretty impressed with?
Look, I think I think Jimmy and Tam's bedroom was definitely a great room. Loved it. Loved the skylights. What the skylights can actually do to a bedroom. It just adds that natural light coming in. I'd say Jimmy and Tam.
Yeah,
as a bedroom would have been a beautiful room, yeah.
Because you guys, your skylight game's on point as well. There's about 20 of them in that master bedroom. Like, you're surprised you found room in the budget for anything else.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're hard to paint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, guys, obviously The Block, it's doing well this season. Now, tell me, just in your everyday life, is fame starting to affect you guys? What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you guys
or
from The Block?
Offer or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Since being home, Well, the funny thing is we're in lockdown at the moment, so we're not really able to go out much. And
true.
We're wearing face masks every time we go out, so it hasn't really changed much at this point, to be honest.
That's good.
Because get recognised. Yeah.
Have you had any, like, unusual offers? Because you see, like, former block contestants popping up on, oh, they're selling an unknown brand of air conditioner now. That's cool. Like, have you guys had any offers to make a bit of extra cash yet?
None yet. No, okay. Nothing at all.
All
right. We're in lockdown. We're really restricted of what we can do and what we can, you know, get out and
yeah,
do anyway.
Of course.
In now, regards to promo, so yeah.
Big announcement from the Premier, Dan Andrews, yesterday, of course. You guys are making your first steps, you know, out of the stage four lockdown. How's it been for you guys? Has it, like, what's the vibe like down there at the moment? You just want it to be over, right?
We're over. I'm over it.
Mm. I think we're all starting to fatigue a little bit. Like, I think a week ago, we were like, okay, we're in it now, and it's going to end soon, hopefully. We can see sort of what it's going to look like out. But I think after the announcement from Sunday, everyone's kind of just feeling a little bit fatigued, and we just want it to be done. We just want to go back to some, you know, some sort of normality, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even a COVID normal would be great, but... Yeah. Anything at this point.
No, we're sending all our love. Guys, loved you on the show. It was fantastic. The Block continues 7:30 tonight on 9. It's very good. Nice couple.
Excellent.
There you go.
Awesome stuff.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Hey, mate, how are you today?
Good morning, guys. I've got details on why Aussie fans are furious at Harry Styles. Also, to Kelly Clarkson's opened up about her divorce.
Oh, good stuff.
Ooh, interesting.
What's the goss? Minutes away.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Can you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Good morning, producer Jackson. You mentioned Harry Styles. My ears pricked right up.
No, right?
So, fans are outraged because, of course, do you guys know that he's supposed to be down here in November?
Yes, I wanted to go.
Yeah, he's one of the only acts that hasn't cancelled and didn't stop selling tickets. So, a fan put on Twitter to Ticketek AU saying, can't wait to go and watch a cardboard cutout of Harry Styles on stage for 90 minutes. So, they've replied, the Harry Styles and Australia-New Zealand tour is proceeding as planned.
Wow.
We are excited to welcome everyone to the events in November and December. So, this is apparently going on in Melbourne as well, which no one knows how they're going to pack thousands of Harry Styles fans into one stadium. So fans want answers.
Yeah, of
That's
course. Like, I can imagine he can get into Australia because you could go private if you can't get a fly out.
Yeah.
And then he'll have to go 2 weeks
quarantine.
And then he could do Sydney, and I guess he could fly up to Brisbane. Maybe?
Yeah, but then you've got to quarantine.
Do 2 weeks in Brisbane as well.
Quarantine there, and then I don't know how
the
dates are going to work.
Well, they haven't even cancelled the Melbourne events, which people are saying are just ridiculous.
Oh,
fans want a refund, actually. So that's the big thing on stage. They're actually being labelled delusional and cruel and vile. I don't know why they're vile
I've got a theory. I reckon they'll have some sort of, like, world first Zoom concert. Where Harry's actually in another country, I can see something happening. Like,
you wouldn't be accepting that, would you?
Well, it's like 10 weeks away.
Would either of you be happy with that if they did a Zoom
Absolutely
concert?
Absolutely not.
Zero chance. I want all my money back. And definitely be totally unhappy.
Yeah, well, I could just go on YouTube and watch a concert.
Well, they might know more than the general public, though, who knows?
Maybe. Who knows? Ticketek.
Well, that's true. 75 days until he's supposed to be down under, so I guess we'll see. Moving on to Kelly Clarkson, because she's a favourite on this show, especially between me and Maddie. So she's been divorced, so her 7-year marriage, that split up. She has opened up about that on a very personal interview over the weekend.
I mean, it's no secret. My life has been a little bit of a dumpster the last couple months. I've been talking to friends that have been through a divorce. I don't know how people go through that without having some kind of outlet, because it is the worst thing ever, you know, for everyone involved.
I really feel for her. She's been channeling all this energy into a new album, which her kids are going to sing on. Also, second season of The Kelly Clarkson Show, which previews this week, I think. She scored a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Entertainment Host for that, which is exciting.
At least she's got her work. Like, she's focusing on that, which is good.
Oh, she's so busy, right? So, along with, like, all that, she's, like, the voice coach. She's got her own perfume, clothing, all that sort of stuff. She's, like, the busiest woman in the business.
She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a couple of days ago. I've got to tell you, she's looking good.
I was going to say, Zoom call that she did with The Today Show. Beautiful. She looks incredible.
Jeez, righto. She's making it happen then.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, a man got rid of her. Allegedly. And now she's looking fantastic. All of this great stuff is happening in her career.
Revenge body.
You know what?
Hit the gym and delete Facebook. That's what they say, isn't it?
As well to her.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think she's really underrated, so I'm glad she's doing well.
Yeah, good stuff.
Sounds
me
like
too.
She's killing it.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
Interesting.
Hey, up next, Jade, we're talking unusual toast combinations. Of course, it is breakfast time. Are you having toast at the moment?
This is
breakfast radio.
It is. So I went round to Steve's place the other week. He used to be on the show. And his mum, she, bless her heart, she always goes, oh, Jade, do you want some toast? Do you want something to eat? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I actually just felt like a piece of toast, but just butter on toast. I'm just one of these weirdos who just likes butter. But then she was sort of a bit astounded that that's all that I wanted. And then I thought, oh, okay, I'll choose. She got out all the spreads for me. I thought, you know what? It's been a long time since I was 10 and I've had peanut butter and jam on toast. So that's what I had. And
oh,
I thought,
my God.
But it was delicious. It just took me down memory lane. It was so nice.
Took you to a place 10 years old on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Little Jade.
Living the dream. No bills. No.
Aqua's Barbie girl on the TV.
Yeah. Yep. So I thought on 13:10:09, what's your unusual toast combination? We put this on Facebook. It actually went off. We got like over 170 comments.
Surely no one is as crazy as Jade in putting peanut butter and jam on a piece of toast.
You know what? Lisa Holland's having Vegemite and strawberry jam. I don't know how I feel about that.
You got to try these things. Taking your calls now.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso. The Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creeso.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso. The Novos.
Hey guys, Rate the Music is back. I'm so excited for this one. They've revamped it. 20 songs, so you can get it done in about 8 minutes. I did it myself. It's company policy now. You have to do it yourselves. Have you guys done Rate the Music yet?
Is that really company
all
policy?
All of a sudden company policy.
Or did you just make that up right?
Read your emails. On offer today, it is very easy. We have a fantastic short getaway to the newly renovated landmark resort, Nelson Bay, saying, in a deluxe one-bedroom spa apartment.
If it's company policy, we have to do that. Do we in the draw for the holiday?
Are you stuck on that?
Absolutely not.
No,
because I've never heard of that.
Well, read your emails.
I'm not reading my emails. How boring.
Never read your emails.
No.
It's too boring.
Email 101 dot points, actually. That's how they should be. Because, no, it's actually true fact now that people don't read their emails. So they say, like, managers should actually short and concise and, like, the main points and that's it.
Yeah. Newfm.com.au to rate the music now. And you could get an entry into the draw for the prize.
Winning a holiday.
Good odds.
How great.
Yeah. Great odds, in fact.
Yeah. Forget the lotto. This is heaps better.
Yeah, but, guys, 13:10:09, what's your unusual toast combination? This is because I relived my childhood having delicious peanut butter and jam on toast. You have to put the peanut butter down first and then the jam. It's going to be a nice light layer. And went off on Facebook. Really did. 13:10:09. We're taking your calls on your unusual toast suggestions. Peanut butter and sliced cherry tomatoes. Kaz is eating that.
Well, that's quite disgusting, isn't it?
Just keep that. Never give me a slice ever.
When you think about it, though, maybe like a satay tomato. I can see what she's doing there. Those flavours could work.
Maybe.
All right. Well, taking your calls.
She's mad.
Your unusual toast combinations.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
Very interesting dynamics in here right now because we're asking you on 13:10:09, what's your unusual toast combination? Creeso, you do not want this on the show.
That's me having a big yawn. No,
sorry,
and
we're not putting caviar on toast.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. Actually.
You don't like chatting about toast on breakfast radio? Like, what's wrong with you?
Look, it is a It's a classic because everyone loves toast. So
they love toast.
I get it.
And I had a personal based off it. You know,
you had peanut butter and jelly on toast.
It reminded you of your childhood.
Because you know what? Just because you didn't have it in your childhood, a lot of people grew up on peanut butter and jam.
I've got my 90s radio sound effect bar ready to go. 13 10 09.
Call now.
Screw you guys. 13 10 09. What's the unusual toast combination? Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, good, thank you. So what's your crazy toast combination?
Condensed milk on toast.
No. What does that even taste like? Doesn't it go soggy?
No, it's lovely. It's like toast is crunchy and the condensed milk is silky, sweet.
Play an effect, Maddie.
So, Samantha, are you giving... So, do you have children?
Sorry?
Do you have children?
No.
No kids? Because I was going to say, what are their teeth like? Did you grow up on that?
Rotten. No, I wouldn't say than that.
Okay, well,
Samantha, are you an exciting person in life? Like, do you go out with the girls, get on the wines?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a hangover toast, I reckon.
Like, yeah, 100%.
The next morning, like, heaps of sugar and bread and carbs.
Well,
amazing.
I love it. Thank you for calling
Thank
the
you,
show.
Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate your call.
On to Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning, good, and how are you?
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello,
Michelle. Hi. Michelle.
Oh, my God.
What is your unusual toast combination?
Cheese floor on toast.
What?
Cheese floor?
Cheese floor, like grated cheese, grated carrot, a little bit of grated onion, and then you just put a bit of mayo in it or a bit of island dressing, whatever you want.
Wow.
So you're making your own coleslaw with cheese through it. I've never heard of cheese slaw.
Instead of cabbage, you use cheese.
How interesting.
And it smells better in the long run too, probably.
Michelle, who got you onto that?
No one, really. I just did it. But it's a big thing in Broken Hill. There's a few of us in Broken Hill that do it.
Cheese slaw.
Cheese slaw.
Cheese slaw.
I'm going to have to give it a go. Because
you're going to have to bring me to your barbecue and I'll bring it with me.
Yeah, righto.
There you go.
All right.
Done. Because what do you reckon, Michelle, Tracy put this on Facebook. She said beetroot and sour cream on toast. Do you reckon that sounds all right?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe on a cracker.
true. Thank you, Michelle.
Awesome.
Appreciate you.
Cheese slaw. Well, that's actually genuinely blowing my mind as people are replacing cabbage with cheese.
Hey, there's so many good recommendations. Someone's actually putting butter and tomato sauce on toast. Catherine Hewitt. I don't know about that.
Now, that's what you're turning your nose up at.
Yeah.
Classic FM radio. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be trying these live on the air.
We absolutely will not be.
Wonderful. That was good, Jade.
That was fun. Okay. I did learn about cheese slaw. We're all learning.
We are.
I actually do want to try the cheese slaw. Sounds delicious.
All right. There we can do something for tomorrow's show. Toy Boss is up next. This is, of course, where you, if you're a young kid and you love toys, you can be our toy reviewer. There's another chance next week, so make sure you get online, newfm.com.au, and, get your application in. But this time we're meeting our next Toy Boss, who is going to be reviewing... It's like a cat-based or dog-based toy, the Scruffalove.
The Scruffalove.
It's very
exciting, and it is. You know, and really, reviewing toys for a job,
great.
The ultimate gig.
Hey, do you know what? Thank you to Casey's Toys as well for hooking us up with this. Not only does our Toy Boss get a toy, they get a $50 voucher to get another toy.
Yeah, unreal. Great opportunity. Newfm.com.au. Get your applications in.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Casey's Toys has everything you need to keep the kids entertained. Head to Casey's Toys Maitland or Charlestown for the biggest selection, best advice.
I'm the boss of the world. I know toys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos. Toy.
Boss.
Basically, the dream job for every child is to be able to review toys and get paid for it. That's what we've hooked up here.
Mm-hmm.
All thanks to Casey's Toys. We've got a toy each week that gets chosen, is given to the toy boss for the week. They review it on the show. They get that plus $50
like
to spend at Casey's Toys.
A dream job for a kid.
Yeah.
Two toys, in fact, with that $50 voucher. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's like your birthday.
Even better, perhaps. So this week's toy boss is Madison, 7 years of age, from St. Paul's School at Gateshead.
Very good.
Class 2 Gold.
Hey, 2 Gold. Good morning.
How are you going?
Morning.
All right, so it's time to meet Madison. Let's roll the tape. Hey, Madison, how are you going? So tell us about the little live pet Scruffaloves that you got. Did you like it?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. What did you get, a dog or cat family?
A cat.
So, Madison, how many babies did you get in there and what did you name them?
Two.
Two babies? Wow.
How exciting.
And did it get a birth certificate like you have?
Yes.
That's cool.
And what were some of the surprises that you got in the box?
Jacket,
craft,
cola.
And a cola. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's so cute, Madison.
That's so good. Well, go out and buy one now. Casey's Toys, fantastic. $50 voucher coming your way. Thanks, Madison. Thanks, guys.
That's all right.
There you go. Very good.
And don't forget, if you want to be our next toy boss, you can register at newfm.com.au.
Yes, indeed. Hey, up next, we are chatting to Joel Creasy, the brand new host of Kate, Tim and Joel, of course, Kate, Tim and Marty, no more. Premiering right here on UFM at 5 o'clock today, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo. The Novos.
Exciting stuff, guys. Big day on UFM this afternoon, 5 o'clock, a brand new show kicking off. Kate, Tim and Joel. Joel Creasy replacing Marty Sheargold, who left on Friday, which was very sad.
It was.
Big moment. Well, how long did you say they were together? 6 years?
6 years as Kate, Tim and Marty, but even longer before that. So show was up in Brisbane.
10
actually,
years.
With Michelle Laurie.
Tim and Marty have been working on the same show 10 years.
It's a long time.
Long stretch.
Sad time. Well, we're going to meet our brand new host of Kate, Tim and Joel, Joel Creasy, straight after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
Very exciting day here at New FM. We have a brand new show starting for Drive from 5 o'clock today. Kate, Tim and Marty, no more. Guys, it's Kate, Tim and Joel, of course, Joel Creasy joining the show. Here was the big announcement when Joel was announced to be on the show.
Please welcome our newest best mate, Joel Creasy. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm clapping myself.
So you should. Congratulations, yeah. Joel.
Thank you. I was listening earlier. I've been doing my study. I'm sorry I'm not Melissa Doyle.
That's okay.
Mate, we couldn't be happier for you, and welcome. Welcome to the group and the team, and you and Kate and Tim are going to have the most wonderful time together. I'm looking forward to being a listener, and I know that our hardcore fans will be bloody rooting for you, my friend.
Yeah, here he is. Joel Creasy is here.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's so weird to hear that back. I've been in ISO the whole time, so that was the last time I left the house.
So we get from one ISO host of that show to another. Are you going to be doing it from your bedroom as well, or do they give you a pass to go out and do your job?
Well, conveniently, it's like I manifested this. I actually live down the road from the studio, so it's within my 5 kilometre radius, and I'm going to make that my daily outing.
How unbelievably convenient.
Yeah, and how many new shirts have you bought with collars?
Well, I wore one for the first time the other day to impress Miss Richie, and she still hated the shirt I was wearing. So I've got the weekend to rustle something together to impress the Royal Highness.
Now, Joel, of course, one of the hard things about coming into a pre-established radio show, I guess, I have noticed a little bit of hate. Have you been dealing with it okay? Because some people are just absolute grubs. They get so nasty. Like, have you been dealing with it?
Oh, absolutely. Hate follows me wherever I go. It seems to be a common theme. And look, it's kind of like I would be in a way disappointed if people weren't upset, because I love Kate, Tim and Marty too, and it's a legendary show. But Marty was behind. But it's nothing people could really do. So yeah, look, it's like when Facebook changed their layout. I'm the first person to bitch known about it, and then 24 hours later, I get used to it. So I'm hoping that has the same effect with the listeners.
Yeah,
or it
doesn't
go down the route of MySpace. Well, that could go either way.
You guys have the banter, I reckon, but I guess like you said, you deal with the hate, but at the end of the day, I think you guys are going to do an incredible job. Now, every gay man's dream, I feel, is to work with Kate Ritchie, of course, Sally Fletcher. I've got a question for you. What is your favourite Sally Fletcher storyline? We've got Sally taking in a homeless man that turned out to be her long-lost brother. when she caught Leah making out with Flynn, or her OCD episode where she couldn't stop washing her hands.
Oh, I love the OCD. That was wonderful storyline.
It's very pandemic, isn't it?
It's very pandemic. I remember watching growing up, and I had OCD growing up too, and I was like, oh my God, I am Sally Fletcher.
It's me.
You know how the Simpsons, they say, predict the future? Home and Away.
Literally. I know, isn't it amazing? I also loved any storyline. Leah was Ada Nicodemo, isn't she? Which I just love. I love Ada Nicodemo. Save the vowels for someone else, Ada.
She's the modern day Irene, Leah. She's still going. She's good.
She's great.
So, Joel, happy birthday for an August. Bit late, but how was that celebrating in ISO?
Oh, well, I had planned a really big party. I love to throw parties. And then it just ended up with my partner and I sitting opposite each other at our kitchen counter, drunk at midday, which it kind of felt like Christmas Day, where, you know, you're at home, you sort of do everything yourself, there's presents, but, you know, you end up having an argument by 2 p.m. and having an afternoon nap. It was all very weird.
And why is there an uncle here?
I know, you're not allowed in within our rules. I think we had a good time. I'm not sure. Maybe I should ask Jack. I hated it.
Well, on Jack, how's he feel about you getting into radio? Because obviously, you know, you're probably going to have to be talking about the relationship a bit. Is he a bit scared?
I think so. I don't know if he's, like, he doesn't really watch anything I do. he's so supportive. I think it'll be business as usual for him, but he's insane. So I've been taking lots of notes. I've got heaps of stories because I haven't seen anyone else in months.
Yeah, right, of course. Now, of course, you did turn the big 3-0, but just looking over your Instagram of recent photos, honestly, you look like you're 22. Like, what's your secret? How do you stay looking like you're in your early 20s?
Oh, I've got a really wonderful dentist, and that is absolutely code. But unfortunately, I can't visit the dentist in stage for lockdown, so people on the cameras in the studio, you might see a very different-looking Joel. But, yeah, otherwise, it's just, you know, just a lot of bitterness that I think really keeps me young and fresh.
You know what, Joel? So Jade recently got her face filled with fillers on the show here. How often are you getting it done?
Have you ever had that?
Oh, of course I have. I used to tour with, this is such a name drop, but I used to tour with Joan Rivers. So I truly learned from the best and looked up to her in every single way. So I thought I really need to go down that route if I really want to emulate her the rest of my life. So, look, I'm probably a fair bit of filler off getting to the Joan Rivers level, but I'm on my way.
That and, like, lengthening your hair a bit and you'll be sweet.
Yeah, and speaking with a really gravelly American accent.
Yeah. You have to start knocking back less vodka and more, like, heavy whiskey, I think.
Yeah, oh, look, in ISO, I certainly have been doing that.
Yeah, of course. There is. Joel, thanks for joining us, man. Good luck with the show. It's going to be great. Go in with an open mind, Newcastle. What would you say to Newcastle, Joel? You know, we like our radio here. We like what we know. Tell us, you know, why they should stick with the show.
Oh, it's going to be the same show. I love the show. It's just me coming in. And I must say, I did see a few people saying that I'm the PC police. I think those people might have got me confused with some other blonde gay comedian.
I mean, have they ever watched your stand-up?
Yeah,
I think not.
Yeah, I'm not the one. I'm not the other gay comedians you're thinking about. I think you might have all thought we're the same person.
Oh, so good, Joel. Good luck, man. And remember to put your phone on silent every day. It'll screw you over more times than you know.
And they'll never let you go for it. Yeah.
I'm a millennial. I've never had my phone on loud. The thought of having my phone, the thought of my phone ringing terrifies me. But don't worry, it's always on silent.
True. There is Kate, Tim, and Joel kicking off this afternoon at 5 o'clock right here on UFM. Thanks, Joel. Now, coming up next, I'm very excited because I'm about to take down a takeaway situation that I've been dealing with all weekend. It's been on my mind. You won't believe what's happened. I've ordered some Indian food. I'm not going to name the business, but I feel like I need to get it off my chest. It was the worst takeout, I think, in the history of takeout. I'm going to tell you more after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Look, I never thought I'd have to do this in one show, but I'm playing our Karen opener twice.
Hi, my name is Hi. My name is what? My name is
Karen.
Oh, I was so disappointed on the weekend.
I want to speak to the manager.
Oh, I had to work, right? I worked the whole weekend, which is, you know, you do it, you do it. It's not great. Nobody likes it.
Nah.
And I was craving Indian food on my shift on Saturday. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to order some food here. Of course, not many places deliver here to San Diego.
No, so you're a bit of a dead zone.
Your options are limited. I ordered the coconut chicken. I'm expecting this beautiful sort of light dish. I didn't want like a big, heavy Indian dish, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking coconut cream, quite light and fresh. The food arrived, hour and a half late, and
you'd be hungry, a bit angry.
You'd have the hangries.
I was not happy. This is what happened when I pulled it out of the bag. So I've been craving Indian food all day. I finally get some delivered. Look at this absolute slop. There's like 2 centimetres of oil on top of the dish. Ugh. It was by far the worst takeaway I've ever had in my entire life. I don't know how it left the store. I honestly do not know how it left the store.
So you showed us the video, and I'm not kidding. It's very rare that I sort of get repulsed by food.
It was disgusting.
It honestly looked like a layer of oil, it's sort of like its own lake.
You know when you get one of those fancy jars of, like, I don't know, some sort of olives or
like
something.
Like a sun-dried tomato.
Yeah, and then there's a big layer of oil at the top to save everything, like preserve it for hundreds of years if you need
to. It was foul.
It had some of that sort of vibe going.
I would have been disappointed too.
I couldn't believe it. $24 for the dish. So the only way I can describe it, and I know people are eating breakfast, and I'm sorry, it's just a steaming pile of turds. It was disgusting. With a good, I'm not exaggerating, 2 centimetres of, like, vegetable oil almost poured on top. If I wanted a bonus bottle of oil with my order, I would have gone to Woolworths and gotten one.
They've probably, ran out of coconut chicken, and they've thought, oh, how do we fill up the rest of the takeaway container so it looks full? And then
they
just poured some
oil. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Question, the question on everyone's lips.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
I took a piece of chicken out. Like, I didn't dish it out. I just got, like, a fork and got one piece of chicken out. I did try it. It was disgusting.
So you didn't eat the full thing?
No, it was in the bin. It's in the bin here. Ooh. It's disgusting. Shame. $24.
It shouldn't have been sold.
Well, do you know what? I used to complain about takeaway food if it was bad when I was a lot younger. Yeah. I haven't done it for many years, but, Menu Log got a very angry email from me on the weekend.
Oh, you left a review?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah, because I remember we've actually gone through your...
Snitch won't be happy about it.
We've actually gone through your Google reviews in the past, and it was all actually food-based, so it makes a resurgence.
Do you know what makes me sick, though?
It's true.
Do you know what makes me sick?
What?
The website is a high-quality website. I'm thinking, you know what? Just from appearances, you would think this is like a 5-star Indian restaurant. I didn't expect something that looked like it came out of the dog's backside.
Do you think you should actually call the store? Because, like, oh, dead set, if you sent them the video and showed them that, you'd probably be able to get a video. The manager probably didn't know that that's what the chef out the back's dished up.
Well, I don't believe reviews online anymore because I read them and they were all positive about this place. Not positive. And just on top of that, to wrap this up, the naan bread looked like it had been dipped in oil, like in a deep fryer and just taken out, put in the container. It was disgusting.
How bizarre.
Delivered from Jasmine. It was just awful.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, anyway. No, you won't be ordering from there again.
Absolutely.
Rant
not.
Over.
Mm.
You feel better?
I do feel better.
Good.
Maddie the Karen.
Who would have thought?
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Griso.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Of course, 105 minutes commercial free on the way after 9 o'clock with producer Jackson.
Hello.
Hello.
We're all excited. What's on the way?
You should be excited. Katy Perry's Daisy.
Love that Yay. Song.
This is like what I put on if I want to really lift myself up.
Yeah, do you know what? Listening to her album as well, I think this is the closest to classic Katy.
You know what? The best thing to come out of 2020 is that pop music's been resurrected, and I'll stand by that. Anyone Hell else yeah. that thinks it hasn't, fight me in the car.
Fight me.
Funky Town as well, and
the Pink
song that Classic. She wrote for the Ellen DeGeneres show. Do you reckon she regrets that now?
I don't know. It's rare that we get Pink on the FM, which is good.
Mm. What do you mean?
What?
Well, it is actually. Yeah. Once in a while.
I actually enjoy this song. It's good.
Yeah, I like it. Lifts you up.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 a.m. with producer Jackson. Thank you.
But guys, there's officials in a small Italian town.
What are
you
rubbing, Jade?
I'm just rubbing my hands with some moisturizer. But guys, officials in a small Italian town called Malate, I believe it is, they have a new approach to finding out which dog owners don't clean up after their pets by using the dog's DNA. So earlier this year, right, the environmental department basically asked dog owners, when you register your pups in the city's database, they're going to take some saliva, some DNA.
Right.
And then basically they're going to track down owners who basically don't pick up after their dogs by their DNA and send them a fine
DNA
in the mail.
Test.
Exactly.
Clever. Clever.
Yes. So it's massive and huge. But it got me thinking, if I'd be okay with it here, I think I would be. Because I personally think, in particular, big dog owners are generally the worst at it. Picking up after their dogs.
Why do you think that
is?
Because, no, you say that, but whenever I'm out, like only on the weekend I was taking my dogs for a walk in Gregson Park.
Yeah.
When I was there, I was picking up after my little dog, Reuben. He did number two near a big dog number two that got left behind to mark his territory.
Did you pick both up?
No, I didn't.
You should have.
Why not?
Responsible dog owner. Like, if you see a turd sitting there, pick it up.
No, because I thought, you know what? Like, why should I have to pick up theirs? Like, that's annoys me. So I figured, you know what? If I leave it there, then hopefully that dog owner might end up stepping in it, or maybe they'll feel guilty because they never picked it up in the first place next time they walk their dog again.
Yeah. Big issues.
It is. But it's always big dog people, owners, don't pick up after their dogs.
That's a big call, Jade. I think small dog owners are the ones that do it.
Oh, as if.
Because they're like, oh, it's just a little one. I'll just leave it there. It doesn't mean nothing.
No
one will even step on it. So tiny.
I'll get my camera out on my next walk and I'll take all the pictures. So on 13109, we're asking a really big question on the show, a big debate. Are big dog owners worse at picking up dog poos rather than small dog owners? Or is it vice versa?
Okay, taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Now, Jade, you made the ridiculous claim before that big dog owners are the irresponsible ones, which is, I'm telling you now, it's totally untrue. It's the little dog owners, they go, oh, it's just a little nugget, no one's even going to care.
I don't think so. They leave
them everywhere. I'm forever seeing the little nuggets wherever I go. It's 100%. Dogs like chihuahuas, little
shih tzus,
that sort of thing, the clues in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that can bite your ankles, they're the ones, the owners of them are the ones causing all the trouble.
Team Jade argument, off you go.
All right, you need to be honest with yourself. It's just because you own a whippet, okay, doesn't mean...
Which is a medium dog.
Medium dog,
honest.
Mate.
It's perfect. It gets medium. Out of all of this chat.
But when you need to be honest with yourself. When you go out,
yeah.
It's always big dog poos that are left behind.
It's
it
not.
Is.
I don't think I've it ever is. Even
and
seen
I personally
one. I'm down
think,
the dog park
hey,
every day.
Hey, it's my turn to speak. I personally Told. Think... Okay.
Yeah.
That if you can't, if you're not, if you own a big dog and you're not willing to pick up its poo, you shouldn't be a dog owner. You shouldn't have a dog.
Think about this for a second. Contemplate this for 15 okay. seconds. Jade, you have 3 chihuahuas.
Yes.
Crevo, say you had a greyhound, which would be, you know,
yeah,
let's pretend you
version.
Had a bigger version of a whippet. Yeah. I think 3 chihuahuas, like the amount of poo that they would produce, would in fact be more than one big dog's
Absolutely.
Poo.
And they're running around. You're looking at that one. The other one's over there. You don't even know that it's
no,
dropped one off.
I think you're wrong on that one.
All right. Well, let's
Lisa, on. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing
hello,
good.
Lisa.
Are you Team Crevo or Team Jade?
Oh, definitely Crevo.
Oh, Lisa.
No way. I had a big dog. He's just a puppy, but he's a big lab.
Yeah.
And, mate, there is no way you can't pick up his poos. In fact, they're so big.
You have can't miss it.
That's right. You have both hands in the dog bag to get him. People watch you do it. They pull you up, you get it, pick your poo up.
That's right. Those things are massive.
You're a rare person.
Oh, as if. Lisa's the common gem.
I reckon that the little dog owners, who also have the yappy dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not all yappy.
Are you crazy? Yes, they are.
Lisa, you're going to get banned soon.
Let me tell you, that you can just hide them behind a little bush and they can do their poo. No one sees it. Quietly walk away.
Exactly. I love that you're threatening to ban Lisa. Lisa will not be getting banned from this show.
The lovely Lisa bringing some common sense to the show. And that's
just
the only caller, so 100% of Newcastle agrees.
Right.
Very simple.
So. You know what? I'll let you have a small win to start your week off on a good note, Crevo.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks,
well, it's just
Lisa.
Logic winning, really, isn't it?
Appreciate your call, Lisa.
Thank you.
The debate's sorted, done.
Yeah, done
this
and
what
dusted.
We do here.
Last call's up next, 13 10 09. If you want to get involved, anything you want to talk about from the show or something's happened on the weekend, stuff you've seen on TV, it's an open forum for you to vent.
Maybe you want to continue the chat on big dogs versus small dogs.
We'll
take your calls.
Or you've got a bad takeaway meal like
after
Maddie
this.
On the weekend.
Yeah.
Jade,
Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
Hello.
Last call.
That's right. It's our chance to have a chat with you. You can talk about anything that you want. You can vent something about the show, what you've watched on TV. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's open forum.
On 13 10 09. Good morning, Robert.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Thanks for joining the show. What would you like to have a chit chat about?
Okay. I've seen so many people walking their dogs around the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't had them on the leashes where they're supposed to be. And it annoys the heck out of me.
Mm. So, yeah, so they're letting their dogs off leash in, obviously, leash area own parks.
You That's sound correct. Very annoyed, Robert.
Yeah, I'm annoyed about it because they're supposed to be on the leashes, walking around within there, keeping them under control,
mm-hmm.
and yet they're constantly... taking the dogs off the leashes, letting them run wild.
Out of control.
Are you a dog owner, Robert?
No, I'm not.
But okay, so when you see this, what do you think should happen to these people? Do you think they should be fined or?
Yeah, well, there are fines for them for not having them on the leash. That's the problem, and they're not being enforced.
Well, I think
it's tough.
It's so important because, like, you know, I think there was only a story here in Newcastle a couple of weeks ago of a bigger dog absolutely mauling a smaller dog.
Mm.
So, you know, not all dogs are friendly with each other.
With one another. That's so true.
Yeah, no, good call. Thank you
for that,
Robert. Let's go to Julie. Hey, Jules.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Now, I believe you are a dog owner yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what are your thoughts today?
Whenever we go out, I always pick up other people's business if I see it.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it's massive. So.
Yeah. Thank you. So you're agreeing with me?
Yes, definitely. I did it just this morning. So, yes, I agree.
Now, do you think, as a good... member of society, you should be picking up other dog owners' poos? Because Jade just thinks they should be left there.
My thought is My life, I'm going to step in it, or my dog is.
So you just get rid of
it. So just get rid of it.
You're a good citizen. It just annoys me because you know what it's like, Julie? There's bloody big dog poos everywhere. And if you pick up one, then you've got to pick up the others and then you end up with a giant bag full of other people's mess.
Yeah, I know. I do come home with, like, 3 bags full.
How terrible. Oh, you're so nice.
You're a legend, Julie. You deserve some sort of award.
Next time I'll pick one up.
You know what, Julie? We're going to give you some movie tickets today. Event Cinemas.
Great idea.
For being a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
That's called karma.
Thank you.
No worries.
You're very welcome.
Good job.
Let's chat to Josh. How are you doing this morning? Hey, Josh. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Really good. What do you want to talk about?
I was just going to call up about the big dog and little dog poo discussion.
Oh,
yeah.
The debate continues. What are your thoughts on it?
So basically, I've got a 53-kilo Rottweiler.
Oh. Yeah. Big boy.
And I walk him probably 3 times a day.
Yeah.
95% of the poos I see are little poos.
Yeah, of course they are.
He does big poos. I pick him up because I'm a good owner. I don't pick up other people's poos. It's bad enough picking up his own disgusting poos. I was walking my son up the new Stockton break wall yesterday, and all I saw was little poos the whole length of the break wall.
Yeah, little dog owners.
They're
real terrors, aren't they? Josh?
And further visual proof on our way back down the break wall, little dog started pooping in the very middle with its owner. What does the owner do? It's like shoving the dog into the rocks to poop in the rocks and leaves the poop there with
everywhere. I don't approve of that.
Absolute disgrace.
You know what? There's little, like, white dogs and you see them, their back legs start to go and they back up like a car reversing.
You know what we're learning from this discussion? It's just pick up after your dogs.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're a good man, Josh, but, you know.
A lot of people agreeing with me, though, just saying.
You know what? Yeah. No, they're not.
Little dogs are definitely guilty.
The council needs to invest. You know, when I went in America, they're great with this. This is something I idolise about them. So they'll let you can take your pets and dogs into, you know, random stores. Like, you can take them anywhere.
Yeah.
But inside the stores, they actually have doggy bags. So if your dog does, you know,
does a shit in Bunnings.
No, I reckon the council should, realistically, people should be supplying their own bags and picking up after they're in the perfect world, but unfortunately it's not like that. So I reckon the council should have, like, in areas where, you know, people take their dogs like that, like the Nobby's Walk and whatnot, have some bags there.
Public dispensers.
I do think in parks, yes. Yeah. Not in shops, though.
Oh, well, that was just an example.
Yeah.
Parks, yes.
Definitely.
But
I think it's very good to have them.
Yeah.
It's just better for all. Thanks for your call, though, Josh.
Right.
Yeah.
Really good.
Josh, Julie, and Robert.
Good stuff. Hey, that's us done. Hope you have a great day, guys. What are you up to today?
I'm off to Bunnings. We're done with
the
show.
Your dog. Continues.
No, definitely leaving the dog at home.
And I'm actually on week 4 of my 5K run, my couch to 5K. So I'm committed. So Mondays, I think Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays are my run days. So I'm doing
good stuff.
You're doing great, Jay.
Yeah, week 4 and my runs are getting longer. But you know what? I'm actually now I noticed on Friday, end of week 3, I'm actually starting to feel fitter.
How good.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jay.
I can't recommend it enough. If you want to get into running or have a small goal, just download the Couch to 5K app. It's really good.
Oh, good stuff, Jade.
What are you doing?
I'm going to have a lazy day today. I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, you're allowed a lazy day.
Lazy day today.
Do it.
Actually got to do my shopping. I am attempting to start my healthy eating tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
You're good.
We'll see. I know. Look, I can see the look in your face, Jay. You're not going to do it, Maddie.
I didn't. Don't accuse me of facial expressions. Thank you very much.
How dare I?
How dare you? No, I'm actually supportive. If you
can,
change your life around, go for it.
Well, I just definitely need to stop eating junk food, really.
Yeah.
Change my life around, change your life, Little Mix. Are you playing that in 105 commercial free?
I am not, but I am playing this.
Oh,
see ya.
Yes, together.
Love which this. Is apparently the health journey we're going on right now. Everyone's in it. Also, too, Niall Horan.
I love this
and
song.
Slow Hands. A bit of Gaga as well.
Yay!
The nice one. Cure.
Love it. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow. And don't forget, to catch up with the show on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts rather, and Spotify. Rate us 5 stars. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Just search the Novos. Very easy.
Yeah, yeah. Screwed that up. 902. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.